How are you planning to approach cardiac monitoring in these patients? And what are you going to do in various scenarios when you see drops in ejection fraction?
The North American studies actually use exactly the same cardiac monitoring plan. And it was very thorough, and it's clear that it's possible to hurt patients if you've not adequately cardiac monitored them. And that is that the patients were only eligible if they had no cardiac history and if they had a left ventricular ejection fraction that was normal. After the first cycles of the AC times 4, the anthracycline part of the therapy, they then had another left ventricular ejection fraction measured. 4% of the patients, even at the end of just that anthracycline, actually had left ventricular ejection fractions that had fallen below the limits of normal. And so they did not go on to receive Herceptin. So it has to be stated that patients that went on to get Herceptin actually were a very carefully selected group, and that it's probably not wise to consider, treating members of the general population who are HER2 positive without such monitoring. Then during the trial, during the Herceptin treatment, every 3 months they did a MUGA. During that year of treatment, actually 20% of patients had to have their Herceptin stopped because of a drop in left ventricular ejection fraction that was asymptomatic or because of developing symptomatic problems. The predictors of developing symptomatic problems were age and relatively low ejection fraction. And for the patients who were older than 50, who had left ventricular ejection fractions after the AC times 4, they were still normal between 50 and 54, their risk of developing congestive heart failure was 20%. Conversely, for the patients that were younger than 50, who had left ventricular ejection fractions of greater than 65 after the AC times 4, their risk of congestive heart failure during the therapy was 0.6%. So it's clear that there are at-risk populations that need to be identified and monitored during this trial, during such treatment.
Again, sort of for practical purposes, first of all, in patients who have some type of cardiac history, myocardial infarction, whatever, but with normal ejection fraction, again, of course, risk of breast cancer recurrence has to be factored in. But are you going to consider the use of trastuzumab?
I haven't completely thought through that yet. I'm not sure that those patients would be appropriate patients to treat with trastuzumab, because with another cardiac event and starting with, for instance, something that might compromise their ejection fraction, like poor cardiac vasculature, should they take injury, those kind of patients were not included in these trials. Presumably, particularly if they were older than 50 and started with a low ejection fraction, would even have higher risks of congestive failure. And so, I would feel uneasy about treating such a patient.
Could you comment on the BCIRG study? Of course, we don't have efficacy data at this point. When do you think we're going to have that, incidentally?
As I understand it, the BCIRG very much wanted to actually present data at this ASCO, but their statistical plan called for a certain number of events, and they were just short of the number of events that were necessary to report efficacy results. So that they should actually this summer, however, have enough event to do the analysis. And I would expect them to present their results in San Antonio this December.
They do have some data that was shown at the ASCO meeting looking at cardiac toxicity. Of course, they have a non-anthracycline arm there with the TCH, docetaxel, carbo, trastuzumab arm.
That's right. I think the most interesting part of their study is now going to be addressing the non-anthracycline containing arm. They did contribute one slide that was used in the ASCO meeting by the discussant. What the slide showed was that in the BCIRG trial, the use of Herceptin was associated with a marked increase in cardiac events in those patients that got the anthracycline containing arm. But there was no evidence of any excess in cardiac events as compared to the control arm with no Herceptin in the arm that got Herceptin plus a platinum and a taxane. So that's quite encouraging. It means that we may get away from using anthracyclines in the adjuvant therapy of breast cancer in HER2-positive patients and use non-anthracycline-containing regimens.